don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is time to bring you back together when you are in a situation where you need some help. It is called Breaking Some Bad News.
Yes, and it's never easy to do. So that's why we've got Kirsten on the phone. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. But we heard you could be better. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm calling in today to break bad news to my boyfriend, Luke.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been dating for the past 3 years, and I've just noticed a huge shift in our relationship. Luke's been, like, after me for the past 3 years. He would blow up my phone with text messages and phone calls, and now we really barely talk, and he didn't even want to quarantine with me. So, I don't know. I just feel like something's up and something's changed, and I want to know what's going on. Yeah, I guess I'm calling to break the bad news that he needs to tell me what's up, or, like, we need to think of what's going to happen next.
So, you're calling to break the bad news. So, you guys have been dating for a couple years. And again, like you said, he's been kind of being standoffish. And like you said, back in the day, he used to just call you all the time, give you all this attention. And now there's kind of like nothing. He didn't even want to quarantine with you, which I'm like, what are you talking about? That's kind of weird. Do you think he might have found someone else? I mean, because he's not paying that attention to you?
I don't want to think that. Yeah, but I guess there's a possibility. Or maybe we've just like reached a stagnant place, but
yeah,
either way, it's something has drastically shifted.
Right. Yeah. Well, that happens. You get together and you know, things do kind of go astray. So what's the bad news you're going to break to him?
I guess that, yeah, he needs to tell me what he's been up to.
All right. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news that you're like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but you're not being the same to me. You're not showing me the attention and the love. And seriously, if I don't find out what's going on, you might just end up walking away too, because you're not going to put up with this forever. So it's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news, not a fun place to be, and that's why we have Kristen calling us this morning.
Yeah, we've got Kristen calling to break the bad news to her boyfriend, Luke. So I guess they've been dating for the past few years, and she's just noticed a shift in their relationship. Before, he was showing her so much attention. He was calling her all the time, texting her all the time, and now she barely talks to him. He didn't even want to quarantine together, which is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So she's calling to break the bad news. Like, what's up? You need to spill it. Like, what's going on?
All right, Kristen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line, and then you'll be able to hear us when you call your man. He won't, and then we'll eventually chime in to help you out. Sound good?
Okay. Yep. Thank
all right.
you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
What's going on?
So I just need to get something off my chest. I feel like lately there has been a really big shift in our relationship. I don't know why you're pulling away, but it feels really different, and I need to know.
What? Pulling away? What are you talking about, pulling away?
I feel like our relationship has drastically shifted from when we started seeing one another, especially during these, like, really hard times. I'm confused why you didn't want to quarantine together. I'm confused as to why we don't talk every day. I just feel you pulling away, and I just need to know what's going on.
What's going on? Babe,
What changed? What's shifted? What are you up to?
What am I up to? All I've been doing is pretty much just working. So I'm kind of tired because I pretty much just go to work and then I go home and sleep. I'm just coming a little bit out of left field.
All right, let's chime in and help her out. Hi, is this Luke?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Luke. This is Kristen Tracy. We're calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams on the radio.
So you are on the radio.
Yeah. We're here to help out Kristen about this call because she just wanted to break the bad news. You might have heard this segment before, but you know what? We're your wing women, and you're not the only one in this situation, but she was kind of letting us know that, I mean, back in the day, you just were kind of like all over her. I mean, you would blow up her phone. All the attention was given to her, but now lately, you kind of just been super distant. You didn't want to quarantine with her. So she's not really liking that. She wants more affection. And so she's just letting you know, like, if this continues, she might look elsewhere or maybe end this.
Wow. We all understand what's going on everywhere. And quarantining over at her place didn't make a lot of sense because it's a lot farther from my work. So,
but then you didn't even invite.
What's that?
You didn't even ask me to come to your place and to be together. Like, why wouldn't you want to be together during like a hard time like this?
Well, just because I've been working so much, and like honestly, you've been kind of like not handling this really well. You've been super needy, and like I understand, like there's a pandemic going on. It's like, this is just another like chapter and like how extra needy you've been. And I'm not necessarily pulling away. I'm just kind of like, okay, I every time like you need me to bring your food, you didn't really want to leave your place like at all. Like, so like I've been bringing you food. Like I called to check in. I don't call every day. But like,
well, I don't know if this is maybe what's going on. I mean, Kirsten, like you said, Luke used to be all about you and all the attention, and now you're kind of just used to that all the time. But you know, like Luke says, I mean, he did what he could during that time, and obviously, but now it's kind of expected from you that you want that from Luke all the time. And I can understand that gets tiring. I mean, you can't be focused on someone 24/7.
No,
I mean, he's like you said, he's got a job, and
right.
I guess I'm not looking, I understand that, but I'm not looking for like 24/7 check-in, just like support from a partner in, in a world pandemic that is actually kind of like traumatic. I don't know.
Sure.
That would be cool.
of course, Kristen. And I do want to support you. And there's just two sides of the coin here. It's just, you've been like extra needy. And so I'm trying to.
Yeah, we heard you. I get it.
Accommodate.
Well, here's a good thing. You know, things have been lifted. So now you guys can, you know, hang out with each other at each other's homes. I mean, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to.
Oh, yes, he does. He wants to play with you. Come on.
Yeah,
he's been a while.
See? And then you don't have to be paranoid or worried about anything anymore.
Yeah.
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 Well,
like now we can go out, you know, and like kind of maybe get back to where we were. And like, I understand what you're saying. It's just like kind of, you know, it's a weird time for everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, the good thing is now you two can get back together, and Luke, you can endure every single inch of her body because I'm sure that's what you used to do. So get it on and have a great time.
That sounds great.